This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Junkies Text Line is presented by Lido Pizza, a local favorite since 1955, serving pizza, subs, jumbo wings, and salads. Lido Pizza is square because Lido Pizza never cuts corners. For locations or to place your order, go to LidoPizza.com. Text 800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. All right, let's get into the Junkies Sports page. The Wiz were in action last night. It was a reunion between Wemby and his guy Bilal, former teammates over in France.
You know what's weird about that? Yep. At the end of the game, I didn't see them dap each other up. Mm-hmm. There's also a reunion between twin brothers. Mm-hmm. How often does that happen in the NBA?
Twin brothers, refresh my memory.
Chipogne, however you say their name.
The Champagne brothers.
Champagne. Okay.
Very good.
That's pretty wild. Twins in the NBA. I guess you got the Morris brothers.
They said during the broadcast it was the first time they've actually seen them play together at the same time on the same court.
Is that Julian and Justin?
Yeah.
Right?
The parents were there in the stands. It was pretty cool.
They were talking trash. It was awesome.
Very good.
That is funny.
I tell you, Wemby was awesome. He had four threes in a row at one point.
He had a bomb one, right?
Yeah.
From the logo.
He was pretty special. But I thought Vukovic or whatever. He wasn't bad. He's got some potential. He's an intriguing young player.
He's got some potential. He's a stretch four, I guess.
Yeah, he impressed
me. De'Aaron Fox is legit, though. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's just so fast. Gets to the free throw line. He just, you know, gets fouled all the time. So the Wiz played their third game in four nights.
They put up a pretty good fight, dude, because at one point it was like 40 to 15.
Yeah.
It was crazy in the first quarter.
First quarter. And then Washington came back and made it decent in the first. They were down 10 at the end of one.
Well, later, I think it was 45 all or something.
Then they won the second quarter.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, but they lose by 10. 131, 121. That's an over. Wemby hit 12 buckets, five of them threes, had 15 boards, three blocks, finished with 31. De'Aaron Fox had 30. For the Wiz,
hit nine guys in double figures.
Yeah.
All guys that played last night were in double figures. So,
yep.
Look, I think there's reason to be optimistic.
Steph Castle, by the way, the rookie, expected. 7 for 9. He had 16.
But the young guys are contributing. You look at what George and Carrington did, both in double figures, and Koulibaly gets to 10. You got all your young guys getting in double figures.
Since the Cavs game, Jordy Poole has been...
He's cooled off.
It's been rough.
Well, at least he still has a green light to shoot 4 for 18 from the field.
Yeah, and look at his threes.
Mm-hmm. 2 for 13.
Yeah. Man,
he is what you call a volume shooter.
Not bashful.
Yeah. The Wiz took 47 threes last night. No. Hit less than 30% of them.
Mm.
And the Spurs hit 17 of 38, so they were super efficient.
Team's going to win.
Yeah.
They're battling, though, to get into the playoffs. I think the NBA would love to see the Spurs make the playoffs, at least make the play-in. But right now, they're on the outside looking in, and it's interesting. I've been paying a little attention to the Western Conference. I know we're going to talk about the Lakers here momentarily because it was Luka's debut. But at the bottom, Golden State made that trade for Jimmy Butler. And they are the 10th seed right now. Sacramento is obviously shaking things up by trading away De'Aaron Fox. And now they have Zach LaVine, who's there with DeMar DeRozan. Mm-hmm. They're the 9 seed. And the Mavericks are sliding back. So the Mavericks, who now don't have Anthony Davis, I think they lost by 1 last night.
Yep, lost.
They're sliding back. So maybe the Spurs get in there. But right now, on the outside looking in, you've got a couple, you know, kind of heavyweights just based on who's on the team. Yep. Phoenix is on the outside looking in. That's KD and Booker and Beal. And then you've got the Spurs with Wemby on the outside looking in of the playoffs. So
they probably,
I think it's going to be interesting to see who gets in there.
They probably thought they were going to make a run after making the De'Aaron Fox move. And maybe they do, but I think they're 3 games back of the 10 seed right now, the play-in. So let's see what happens. But
the team that surprised me this year, Clippers. I kind of thought the Clippers were going to fade out of the playoff picture.
Yeah, where are they currently in the
6th?
6th, yeah. Well, the Mavs lost, like you said, they lost at home last night to the Kings, 129-128 in OT. And the Mavs fans were not happy. They were chanting, "Fire Nico." They booed the owner of the Mavs when he came back in after halftime to sit down courtside. One fan, I believe, was ejected. I'm pretty sure he was ejected because he said, "Fire Nico" on the Jumbotron when they showed him.
Oh, I think he wasn't the only one.
No, he wasn't the only one.
They can eject you for that?
I think they ejected
him. That's crazy.
Nico Harrison, apparently the guy who pulled the trigger on the Luka deal, apparently had to hire full-time security for his home.
Yeah.
He's getting threatened everywhere. And then if you kind of look at some of the things around it, it seems like he made the move based on the new owners. Mm-hmm. The new owners said something about Luka's fitness and whatever, right? Mm-hmm. Cuban said he didn't find out till it was too late, and he told the new owner, nix the deal.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Dirk Nowitzki, who's Mr. Maverick, he was in the Lakers game last night.
Yeah, he was.
Cool. Yeah, and like when that trade happened, he had one of those emojis, I don't know, teary eyes, whatever it was.
Does he live he probably lives in L.A.
I don't know.
I would guess he lives in Dallas.
Did you see the fan at the Wizards game that held up the sign that said something to the effect of "Put Wemby on the Luka diet" to help him fill out a little bit? Kind of made me laugh.
Well, those fans that were ejected, apparently they violated the code of conduct in Dallas, which says
don't join on the owners, basically.
Offensive clothing, garments, or signs displaying explicit language, profanity, or derogatory characterizations towards any person. So Fire Nico gets you tossed.
I guess it does.
Anthony Davis, a great player. He's a Hall of Famer, superior defensive player, but that trade's not going to go well for them.
Probably not.
In my opinion, the only way that they could justify it is they won a championship either this year or next year, and I don't see it happening.
Well, look, that's why the Mavs fans are so pissed. You know, they're fire the GM, but it happened. And Luka did make his debut last night. First time since Christmas he's played, so it's been, you know, roughly a month and a half.
I think he was on a minutes restriction.
Yeah, I'm sure he was. Let's see. They won. They beat the Jazz, who were terrible. Jazz are 12-40, 7-22 away from home.
He didn't shoot particularly well. I think he was 1-for-7 from beyond the arc.
Yeah.
But when LeBron and Luka were on the court together, they were something like plus 22.
Let's see. Luka finished 5-for-14, 1-for-7, but he did have 5 rebounds, 4 assists, had a nice lob to Jackson Hayes for a dunk. He was getting like double and triple teamed when he was getting in the lane and just dishing it out for threes. So, he had 24 minutes. He had 14 points in 24 minutes. LeBron finished with 24, 8, and 7. So he was 2 boards shy of triple-double, 2 boards shy and 2 assists shy of a triple-double. He also got hurt at the end of the game, had to leave the game, but I think he'll be fine. But anyway, 132-113 win for the Lakers in Luka's debut.
I do think it's going to make it interesting for the playoffs and brought a little life to the NBA because a lot of people, and we did a whole segment on people being out the NBA.
But now football's over, so all the focus is on hoops.
I'm a huge fan, but I didn't have as much interest in the first half of the season. Mm-hmm. And now I'm kind of paying a little attention, and the Lakers, They've won 6 in a row, 9 of their last 10. They're up to the 4 seed in the Western Conference, where, you know, the last couple of years, they get a lot of the headlines, they get a lot of the attention, but they were kind of a play-in team.
Yeah. So I would agree. I mean, now you're kind of focusing on them and focusing on some of these other teams. We'll see what the Warriors do now that the Butler deal went through. Warriors, I believe, won last night. And 125-111 over Milwaukee. Giannis is going to be out for a while. He's been hurt, but Steph had 38. So he was just balling. And I think the Warriors are like 500.
But one game above 500 now.
One game above 500. There you go.
Maybe the Jimmy Butler addition will have them climb the standings significantly.
Hey, college hoops last night. Props to the local boys. Dwayne Simpkins at AU, they won at home over Lafayette. Their best player, Matt Rogers, who finished with 19, hit a bucket with 3 seconds left to give him a win. Really good job by Dwayne Simpkins, because last year they struggled, but they returned a bunch of guys, and they are currently number one in the Patriot League. They won their 10th conference game. They've won 9 out of 10. They're 16-10 and 10-3 in the Patriots. So
that's impressive.
Nice job.
He's got him on a heater.
They've
good
got,
for him.
They've got 5 games left, including games against Army, who's second in the Patriot, and against Bucknell, and that's always tough. They do play Navy, who they lost to earlier in the year. So they got 5 conference games. Some of these smaller conferences only have 4 or 5 conference games left until their conference tournament starts. So nice job, Dwayne Simpkins. And nice job, Kenny Blakeney at Howard. They went to UMES and won by 20. They are 5-2 in the MEAC, currently second behind Norfolk State in the conference. So both the DeMatha boys won last night with AU and Howard.
You've been saying this for a while. Most of the locals are improved this year, right? George Mason's good. George Washington with Caputo.
Yep.
They're playing good
basketball.
Obviously
the Terps. And we're going to have K-Dub on the show later.
Terps are the best of the bunch. And Georgetown improved from last year.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're a tournament team. Probably not. But
not a tournament team.
They're definitely improved.
Yep. Nationally, Clemson, who is now ranked, pummeled Carolina by 20. We talked about their stud center, their Russian center, Victor Lachin, who had 22 last night and 4 of 3s. He's about a 7-footer, transferred in from Cincinnati, and he stretches the floor. He's a really good player. And Clemson's now ranked 23 after that win over Duke at home over the weekend. So they pounded Carolina, who's not good this year. And then Houston, who's ranked 6, beat Baylor. So tonight, you were talking about George Mason. George Mason does play tonight. Got to get Tony Skin on the show here. They're tops in the A-10 right now. So
it's a job by Coach Skin.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, a bunch of the locals are much improved. And George Mason is going to play at St. Louis tonight at 8 o'clock. Also, a bunch of ranked teams playing tonight. Number one, Auburn's going to play at Vandy. Florida's playing at Mississippi State. Tennessee's at Kentucky. 9 teams in the SEC are ranked in the top 25. So there's a bunch of SEC games tonight. Did you guys hear about the reporter that was covering the Super Bowl for Telemundo who was murdered?
I did not. That sounds awful.
This is a crazy story.
Murdered in New Orleans?
Yep. Adon Manzano, who was a sports reporter for Telemundo, he was murdered by a woman named Danette Colbert. And not sure how they met, but apparently she drugged him, went back to whatever hotel he was staying at, and I'm not sure what the cause of death was. It could have been an overdose.
Said he was drugged.
Yeah. So they ended up arresting her.
And who is she? Is she a reporter?
No. She's just a street woman. Yeah. I mean,
she was going to rob.
I like that description.
She was going to rob.
She's a hustler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's just, who knows? I mean, apparently she's been arrested for this exact same crime before, not for murder, but pretty sad story. He was from Kansas City, and he was working for, like I said, Telemundo and Tico Sports covering the Super Bowl.
Yeah, the police chief there said, quote is, she's definitely a career criminal.
Yeah, so she needs to go away forever, but it's a sad story. That reporter, was young, too. He looked like he was
so
maybe in his late 20s.
Could have been you, Cakes, when you wandered around New Orleans.
I mean, true, but listen to this. Yeah. Could have been me too. Like what she does. Yeah. Here's her MO. The police chief says her criminal history includes quote, two instances where she drugged the victim and stole his access device and cards. Both the incidents occurred in 2022 in Vegas. She allegedly met men at casinos, either drugging or assaulting them, and then stealing more than $50,000 worth of cash, thousands of dollars worth of casino chips, expensive jewelry, etc.
Yep.
She's a grifter, criminal.
She stole his credit cards, and she was using his credit cards all over New Orleans.
Who carries that kind of cash? I guess if you're in a casino and you're gambling.
Yeah.
You're on a heater.
Or maybe she just found out his PIN on his ATM. Or
could have.
Can only get a few hundred out, usually.
Yeah, usually in ATMs, they let you go back multiple times.
I see people using the ATM in the casino, and I just shudder thinking of like what the fee is going to be. Mm-hmm. What sort of vig are they paying to use the ATM in a casino?
Yeah.
Can't be cheap.
Couple of Super Bowl stories. First of all, the NFL sent a letter of apology to Lil Wayne. Vic was talking about this yesterday.
Oh, really? Because
after they chose Kendrick Lamar over Lil Wayne for the Super Bowl halftime show, Lil Wayne was denied the chance to headline this year's halftime show in New Orleans, a move which sparked outrage given the fact that he is from New Orleans.
Right.
Born and raised there, and of course, we were talking about the halftime show yesterday. And
this is kind of weird. They're apologizing to him.
They sent a letter
because they're responding to the grief they got for the lackluster Kendrick Lamar performance.
That's the report.
That's wild.
Yep.
So that's definitely a shot at Jay-Z, who they've kind of deferred to. They have an agreement with. He picks all the artists.
Yeah. Well,
I thought it was beforehand. It wasn't a response to anything that happened.
They sent him an apology before the appearance?
I think so. It was just because he's been a long time involved with like doing NFL coverage on NFL.
Yeah, I mean, he would be a no-brainer, you would think.
He does stuff all the time. And so there was a lot of people who felt slighted or felt that like this should have been Lil Wayne's show.
Yeah.
I mean, he's from Louisiana.
Yeah, he's from New Orleans.
It was interesting. I mean, that performance didn't really do much for me. I'm not pro or anti Kendrick Lamar. I'm kind of neutral on him.
Mm-hmm.
But they showed the stands and just what I saw.
Yeah.
It was like you were watching kid basketball. No response. It's like nobody in the crowd was bouncing.
Were they even in the crowd or
the crowd was just sitting there and he's performing and there's like literally no response from the crowd.
Yeah. This is biased because it's our listeners, but our listeners in the poll.
What is Dax? Are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen. Yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for.
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge. Trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Loved it 9%, liked it 14%. Mm-hmm. So by my math, that's 23% positive.
Is, yeah.
29% were meh and 48% thumbs down.
Meh or thumbs down, though, was like 75%.
I will say I watched the halftime show yesterday on YouTube. the best part of that halftime, the dancers were unbelievable.
Mm.
That was the best part for me. I didn't listen to one line that Kendrick Lamar sang, but the dancers were so in sync, and they were incredible. Mm. That was the best part of the halftime
show. If the dancing is the best part, I'm 1,000% out, because I'm not into dancing.
Those guys were incredible. There was like 40 of them, and they were so
in sync. I respect their talent.
They were so in sync, I couldn't believe it.
It does nothing for me.
I also think
that's what I watched. Yeah. You know who does nothing for me? Kendrick.
I think there also were messages that Kendrick put out there, and if I need to like go to a cheat sheet on what certain things mean, it's just over my head.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My message was...
I caught the Serena Williams thing because she used to be with Drake, and so that was a shot at Drake. But he had a couple other things. I mean, I could catch that he was doing a flag bit.
Yeah.
Right.
But then when they split the dancers, that was supposed to be symbolic of a divided country.
Pardon me if I'm not into Serena.
Too much for me.
Pardon me if I'm not into Serena crip walking during the dance.
I don't think I caught any of it. I mean, I saw it when they were standing there like a flag, but very little interest.
But then it's divided.
I think I went up and got my second beer during Kendrick Lamar. Pretty sure that's what happened.
All right, and last but not least, the ratings. I don't know if it's official yet, Drabby. You might know more on this, but Fox Sports is projecting a Super Bowl record audience of over 126 million U.S. viewers across TV and streaming platforms.
With the terrible game, man.
With the terrible game.
Oof.
So 126 million, like I said, would be a record. Last year was almost 124 million when Kansas City beat San Francisco on CBS. So a couple more million over that, and that is an NFL television record.
I'm surprised you didn't mention. I see it on TV right now because I remember Valdez saying either yesterday or before that it was going to be Tiger Week. Looks like it's not going to be Tiger Week.
No, I know. It didn't make sense to me that he was playing so quickly after his mom died.
Yeah.
Now, he's probably also not ready, which is what he's saying. Who knows? I think he's saying he's not emotionally ready.
Well,
but
that probably makes sense.
I don't know. Didn't make sense to me.
All right, when we come back, we'll get into Deebo Samuel. He wants out of San Francisco. What would he like?
How old would he look like
wearing a Commander's uniform? Is he a good fit here?
What is he?
29, 30, maybe.
Okay.
31.
Where else could he potentially land? We'll get into Deebo next on The Fan.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.